Hello again, so here we have part two of my Monday boo for the 20th of September 2010. I don't think it's necessarily a sin to make love without with a contraception in place. I don't think it's a sin necessarily for gay people to have gay love and various things where I don't necessarily agree with the rules that are put down by the men that represent the deities. So there we go. Don't ever talk about religion on Audio Boo. I don't know why I've let Andy draw me into this, but I'm going to stop now. Interesting to hear how Rob Allen came up with, ended up being given the name Acrobat. Yes, very interesting. So his three initials back to front, AKR, and then that turned into Acra, and then Acrobat. Good. I'm looking forward to hearing how Pawari got that name. I can't guess, actually. It's not, her initials was WEP, and she, backwards was Power. No, I don't know, who knows. Maybe Poirot knows, maybe Rob Allen knows. So I'm looking forward to hearing how that came about. Yeah, good to know. Floyd UK, I think Floyd was also a university name. I wonder why these people, like Floyd UK, R2 UK, Pawari, and Acrobat, I find it interesting that people get these unique nicknames, sort of bulletin board names. I used to participate in bulletin boards back at university, back in the early 90s, and I never sort of took on a name there that I had, that I then took on into other areas of cyberspace and that sort of thing. So I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because my name is quite distinctive already, that I didn't feel I needed to come up with something different. Whereas I can imagine if you're called Rob Allen, there's probably quite a few Rob Allens that you'll come across in life. So I don't know. Anyone else out there? Andy, you go by the Northern bloke. How did that come about? I suppose I sometimes go around. When I first started doing Slam Idol, I was conscious of my wife's concern for anonymity and putting yourself out there and being too open and honest about your own identity out there on the internet. And so therefore I tried to sort of not use my surname. And so I sort of started calling myself, registering myself in various places as Slam Idol Simon. So maybe that's a similar thing, but that's not really something that's been ingrained in my life since university or anything like that. It's just an aspect of my online life where I want to associate myself with Slam Idol. But when I'm on Nippy News or when I'm doing my Audio Boo or on Facebook or Twitter, I'm also just me. And so I just go by my name. So I don't know. Interesting. I'm finding it interesting anyway. I shall stop rambling now. I've taken up almost two of your boos. So I shall sign off now. Say take care of yourselves and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye-bye.